Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon to you, people of God, and all those who are listening this beautiful day. It is Monday. It is the second day of the week. It is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for you and being able to come and share with you at this time. The Lord indeed does have a word for you, so I am not going to be before you long, and I want to pray before I go ahead and share what God is saying at this time. And so, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you that you are a good Father, that you are an awesome Father, and that you love us, Father God. You love us so much that you give us a word in due season, Father God, that we need to hear at this time. And Father, I pray that as your word goes forth, Father, you speak through me, and let all flesh be die in nicorasitira ramasata, fleshiness, carnality, die. Father, in the spirit of you, move through the airways and touching each and every heart and mind of every person. Father, I pray that there will be transformation that comes and happens, and that even as your word is an anointed word, it is spirit and is life, and it's flowing through these frequency and airways. It will transform and change the lives of those who are hearing, and that it will be actively, Father God, moving in them, through them, and to them, and that as you minister to them this day and speak to them this day, Father, they will not forget your word. We will not forget your word, but remember it, Father God, and be aware of what you were saying to us and move in obedience in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, Father, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. Praise the Lord, people of God. And I realize that there are people that may listen to me that do not know who the Lord is, excuse me. And so if that is you today, I pray that you would just open up your heart. Let your mind be open. Let your heart be open. Let your spirit be open. God loves you. He has the best in store for you, regardless of what you have gone through or what you even thought about God. Preconceived notions and assumptions never helps anybody in trying to understand who God is. And even for those who are called by his name, everybody is not going to understand and know who God is till the fullest, until we see him in Yeshua when we get to heaven, those of us who are saved. And so eternal life is important for you because God says we are born into sin, and so we are sinners when we're born, and therefore there must be a reconciliation. There must be a payment for the sin that was already done and that has already gone forth, and that payment, Jesus took that payment, Yeshua. He paid it. He came. He hung on the cross, and he was buried and rose again by the power of God so that you could come and say, Father God, I thank you for Yeshua, Jesus, going to the cross and dying for my sins, because I can't pay for my own sins, and we can't. We as people can't pay for our own sins. God says that because there has to be a blemish-free, tainted-free sacrifice. And because we are born of human was already tainted after the fall. As soon as the fall came, the blood was tainted. You could not turn and say, oh, I'm righteous and my blood is clean, now I can be free from all sin. Nope, that's not what God said. It actually goes in the way that he says it's supposed to go. Salvation is how God says it is supposed to be, and that is through his son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus said no one comes to the Father, who is Father God, who is in heaven, but by me. He was either crazy, a fanatic, or he was lying. And God would not have himself incarnated in Jesus to come and be a lie and say all of this and be a lie and say, oh, this is a holy sacrifice. God doesn't do that. He doesn't mix evil together with holy and say, oh, it's good and it's acceptable and it's holy. No, that's not God. He doesn't do that. Humans will do that, But God doesn't do that. What is holy to God is holy, and it's because he made it holy. It's clean. It's perfect. It's without blemish. And only Jesus could do that. God chose him to do that. And so if you choose to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will, and say that you ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins and receive Yeshua into your heart. You believe that he died on the cross for you and was buried and rose again on the third day. That's it. That's it. You are saved. You are saved. You are now a child of the Most High God. All right? Let's move on into what the Lord is saying. And I want to thank you for joining me again. And just a sidebar, for those of you that may say that prayer is salvation, it is good for you to be able to find a good church to share with somebody who is a Christian, who does know the Lord, that you did say the salvation prayer. You ask God to forgive you of your sins, and now that you're saved, what are you supposed to do? Get a good Bible. I would suggest the Tree of Life Bible. You can do the Amplified Bible or the King James Bible. I would prefer, the easiest one is for you who is starting out, the New Applied Bible or New, I can't even get the name right now, or you can do the New King James. And as you go on and begin to understand more about the Lord, you will know that you need to know what the Lord is saying and what he has said in Hebrew and what Paul has said to those who were Greek in the Greek. All right, the original ancient form, and God will bless you in that. But you do have to get into a church, because that is where the people of God grow. That is where God blesses his whole congregation, people as a congregation and individually. And it is the place where you are to be loved, a place where you can plug in and have other believers with you to stand with you, pray for you, be there for you, and support you. Don't look at anybody else's life and say, oh, well, you know, if that's how it is, I don't want to be a Christian, because that's not what God's going to ask you. He's going to ask you, what did you do with my son Yeshua? He's going to look to see whether you know who he is or not, and whether he knows you. He's not going to ask you about anybody's life. He's going to hold you accountable for yours. So be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, this word that God has given to me, it is a word right now in due season. It is a prophetic word. And the word of God actually already speaks about this type of thing happening. So it aligns with what God said would happen. And the title God gave me was The Floodwaters Are Here. The floodwaters are here. In Joel 2:28, it says, and in these last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, it says, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Also your male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And God said he would show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. And he's already been doing that. And so right now, the floodwaters are here. I've heard ministers say, oh, you know, there's going to be a great outpouring. It is here. There are things happening in the United States and around the world like never before. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And this is what God showed me. And this was a vision that he showed. Actually, it was a dream. And this is what he said about that dream. There are floodwaters that are already here. Water represents the Holy Spirit. If you go to Acts 2, there is a characteristic of the Holy Spirit where the people of God gathered, and that's where the fire came like the wind. The Holy Spirit came like the wind, and it was like fire on the people who were there speaking in tongues, and that is the heavenly language. Holy Spirit comes like fire. Holy Spirit can come like wind and as wind, as fire. Also as water, there is a flow. And so this was about flowing water. This was about actually flood waters. And this is what God showed me. And it was houses. Now, understand, houses represent lives of people. When it comes to dreaming, it represents lives of people. And as God showed me, this represents the life of people. I was with another brother seeing these floods. We actually walked through these floodwaters. And what we saw, and the floodwaters for us were floodwaters came to our knees. And then when we started seeing houses, we saw floodwaters that were waist high, okay? And in those floodwaters, they were in each and every house. And those waters were still. But what was happening with those waters was there was a water spout that was behind a machine, something that was standing, and I believe it was a machine. In some instances, it was just a water spout that was standing alone, and it was spewing and sprinkling out water on top of the waters that were already there in their place. Because what happened? These floodwaters actually ended up flooding the homes, okay, the homes that we saw, and it was waist deep. But there was a water sprinkler, if you would. It looked more like a water fountain, one that people would drink from, students would drink from inside of a school. And the water was sprinkling out, going in and on top of the water and mixing with the water that was already flooding in that household. And mind you, those waters we saw were still, okay? As we continue on, we saw houses that had floodwaters that went up waist high. The waters for us were knee high, the waters that we were walking through and that we saw. So we saw different houses, and the waters that we saw that were waist high, other ones that were waist high, there was no sprinkler. There was no water being sprouted out. And now let me tell you something that is key, and this is what the Lord told me. As these waters flowed, as me and this brother walked through them, what God showed me was, is the waters, the Holy Spirit is already here. The flood of the Holy Spirit, my great outpouring is already here. What you saw in those houses representing people's lives, there was houses with water spouts sprinkling water into it, and there were houses without water spouts. And the houses without the water spouts that sprinkling water into it, those were flowing. The houses with the water spouts sprinkling into the flood water that was there in their house, that was still water, and they were sprinkling water into it. That spout was put there by man. The spout was put there by man. The sprinkling of the water was the man's idea to put into the waters that were already coming and flowing, which was the water of God. And because they did that, the water was still. What happens with still water? What happens when water no longer flows? It gets stagnant. It begins to accumulate muck and gook, and things can die in that water. It can become contaminated. Oh, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, people of God. Hear what the Lord is saying. He said there are people who are walking, who are living this life, and they think that they're moving with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, my floodwaters that are coming, but because they added into what I already sent by my Holy Spirit, the water is stagnant and it's contaminated. It's not moving. It's not of me. It's not of me. Don't follow that. It's not of the Lord. Don't follow that. This is for the house of God, the temple of God, the church, as well as individuals. People of God, God is saying you need to be careful and mindful of being in places that say that the Holy Spirit is moving there, but it's been man-made. It's a counterfeit. It's been sprinkled with what man wants in there, and it's stagnant. It's contaminated. It's not moving. Move with the flow of the water that Father God has sent, which is his Spirit, and it's flowing, and it's waist deep, and it's going to go higher and higher and higher. Move by the Spirit of the living God. You got to know the Spirit of the living God, and that's God's point. Flow with him. Flow with the true living waters. flow with the true move of the Holy Spirit, not the man-made, not what man sprinkled in and the flood that God is sending, the Holy Spirit as he comes, and then all of a sudden it's just stagnant. There's no movement. There's contamination. Oh, glory to God. I hope you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and you obey. God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. Amen.